There's always something to do on a Friday night in Earlville. Route 34 drive-in owner Ron Magnoni Jr. runs his projector for a showing of the latest Die Hard flick just outside of town.
So when this is almost over, when there's like that much film left, there's a bell on the back that'll ring.
He's been the guy running the show for decades, which always begins with the Star-Spangled Banner and cartoons. He worked here for several years before buying the theater in 1994. Dan and Diane Nelson come out every weekend during the summer, no matter what's playing.
Right now we're using a Honda Civic because the windshield's tall, so we can put the seats into full flat recline and almost go to sleep watching it.
They admit they have.
They turn the lights on and knocking on our windows at 2:30 in the morning. Go home.
They're laughing at us. The big light on us, tapping the wheel. Time to go home, folks.
Before this showing, Diane adds condiments to the tenderloin sandwich they'll share while Dan slurps on a Green River soda.
It's the atmosphere. It's kind of like going back in time. You get to bring your own food. You get to buy good food.
Yeah, this
movies.
This isn't brought in. This isn't purchased equipment and stuff for nostalgia purposes. No, Ron's just cheap.
It's true. Magnoni is pretty good at making old things seem new. Equipment is expensive to replace, so keeping it as pristine as possible is a must.
This is a sound head. This is from the 40s. The projector head, this is from the 50s, and this is from the 70s, the lamp house. You just keep them cleaned and keep them oiled and keep people's fingers out of there that don't need to be in there. Everything's just fine.
The drive-in is just one place that Earlville residents point to when they describe what makes their town unique. It's businesses like this that longtime residents like to see stay around, since they've seen more than a few leave over the years. A bank is letting local residents store historical items in an old hardware store downtown until someone leases it. They're all on loan. Old dresses, sports uniforms, and farming equipment. Dottie Cox is the curator of sorts.
We don't turn anything down, because what one thing means to one person might not mean anything to me. But it's been especially wonderful to learn about people that I knew a long time ago, didn't know they did this or didn't have that they had this.
Longtime Earlville physician O.H. Fisher was nearly 7 feet tall. His cane was taller than most of his patients. It's part of the display, too.
The Carters back here have been brought in some wonderful things. They've lived here a long time. Still a spunky little couple. We love them.
She's talking about Laverl Carter and her husband, Bruce. They've been married 67 years and never thought about living anywhere else. Earlville has a rich history and fertile ground for farming. That's why Bruce never felt the need to leave.
Really, as far as farming goes, the garden spot of the world. We don't get the storms and the tornadoes and everything like they do in other places.
His wife, Laverl, says the family's roots go just as deep.
Our great-grandchildren go here to school, two of them, and we went here to school. Our parents went here to school, and our children went here to school.
She says they like to travel, but home is always Earlville. They remember fondly when the town celebrated its 100th and 125th years. Rich Goodbread is another longtime resident and part of this year's Sesquicentennial Planning Committee.
It's harder now because a lot of the people are moving in, and a lot of the old-time people, we don't know the new people. If they tell us whose house they bought, we can locate it. But like I said, but we're starting to get a lot of people from the suburbs and that moving out here and that, which we're happy to have them.
Even if Earlville is changing and the downtown isn't as vibrant as it used to be, the memories sure seem to be, and Goodbread says there's still a desire to keep them intact.
It's like putting a puzzle together, you know. There's all kinds of history. We just have to pursue it and find it.
I'm Jenna Dooley, WNIJ News.